darlings, and welcome to another episode of Free Affair Full of Joy podcast, which is available on Spotify, Pandora, Audible, and YouTube. Today, I am delighted to introduce you to the immensely talented celebrity lifestyle photographer, renowned for her distinct style and visionary approach, combined with her passion for telling compelling stories through her lens. Tonight, we are fortunate enough to have her here today. Please join me in welcoming Cheryl Fox. Woohoo! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Okay, so I'm just going to hold this up right now. Okay. I want to talk about this. This is Cheryl's book. If you can see, oh, my finger's in the way. A Few Good Women. It is a story in pictures and in Cheryl's own words of all the amazing women that she has photographed over the years. She has an immense catalog, and I think everyone should have one. So we'll tell you where to get it at the end of the podcast. Cheryl, so let's talk about what inspired you to create A Few Good Women.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Jahari. I'm so excited to be on Free of Fear, Full of Joy, because that I am. So,
yes,
and
you
I love your podcast. So it's wonderful to be here. So what inspired me to create A Few Good Women? I think it was a self-reflection. Okay. Like, I just wanted to see where the good women were in the world, and I realized that I had captured quite a few. Yeah. And I started with my archives. So I went in the archives and I pulled the women that really resonated with me at some point or another, or women that I admired or I was inspired by, and I kind of put them together. And before I know it, I had a pretty amazing book that was coming together, and I was pulling great quotes. And then I had a conversation with Regina Hall when I was asking her to write the foreword, and she was like, okay, let's get into it and let's dive deep. Like, again, like, why did you and what were you looking for? And she said, well, it sounds like you're reflecting. Yeah. And that you're looking for a piece of yourself, and you're exploring womanhood. And so that's what I said. Yeah, I was asking the question, when did you become a woman, or when was I going to become the woman that I always dreamed that I thought I would be? When I was younger, I was like, where is she? So I think I found her in the process of creating this book, and I realized that I had to go through all of the things and all of the loss and all of the growth in order to become the woman that I had always dreamed I'd be.
Well, that is profound, that reflection that you have that came out in this book. But can you tell me more about the selection process, or how you chose the women that you put in the book? And did you have like criteria or qualities that each woman had to have?
Yeah, honestly, there were some qualities and a criteria that each woman exudes that I selected. And, you know, I have tons of women, images of women, mm-hmm. and I did not select every woman that I have ever taken a picture of, but right. there are certain women that just like exude a certain amount of strength and confidence, and you know they didn't start there. You know what I mean? Like, they too had a journey to get there, and I think I admire that you don't just start there, and I don't think that a lot of women or people realize that behind extremely strong women that they had a lot of challenge, you know, to get to where they are. So
it's true. I feel that most women that you see that are beaming, glowing, and are self-actualized in themselves, when you hear their story, you are kind of taken aback that they're standing there in their glory, and you had no idea right. what it took to get there. Right. And I think that's what's so amazingly admirable about women in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd like to know more about the stories, you know, like I was saying, like there's a story. So are there yeah. stories behind the images, and is there an encounter in the book that, you know, that particularly stands out to you?
There are many stories behind each image. Has a story, right?
Right.
So each image is a great moment that was captured. Some are very personal, some are not so personal. Mm-hmm. Rihanna is on the cover, which is an amazing image.
We love her.
We love her, and I love that image, and that image seems to be a favorite at the Fine Art Gallery that represents my work. And I've never met Rihanna. I mean, I've hung out with her, but I haven't met her. Like, yes. She's not a personal friend, as some of the women in the book are.
Right.
But I just feel like I captured her spirit so amazingly that it says a lot in the image by itself. And then there's other moments in there with good friends like Regina Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And we were shooting, I think, and then all of a sudden, in the process, she was doing Girl Trip, and she needed an image for the cover of the book that's a plot, you know, part of the plot in the movie.
Right.
So that was really fun. And she was like, oh, we got to get this other image. So we had to put on totally different clothes, you know, like change our set, go to the set that they needed for the movie, which was really great. And then I think when my friend called me and was like, oh, what are you doing? I need you to come take some pictures. Come on over to Zen, which was a lounge that Dwayne and Tisha Campbell Martin had over there on Ventura for a while.
Right.
And she said, come over. My friend is in town and she's with, I'm not exactly, she wasn't the vice president at the time, but now she's running for president. So
Miss Kamala Harris.
And yeah. So I had never met her, but I feel like she was representing California at the time.
Okay.
And I came and took great pictures, which were also in the book. So.
Oh, those are amazing. So
yeah, it comes full circle.
I'm sure you've had many triumphant moments and in making of the book, but did you have any challenges while putting this book together? And how did you overcome them?
There were definitely many challenges putting the book together. The main challenge was printing it.
Oh,
you know,
I was there for that.
Right.
Okay. I was there for that.
So like getting the printing right, because I am self-publishing. So I'm not with a big publishing company.
Right.
And usually they would handle all of those things. All I needed to get them would be the file. And my first book that I put out, it was entitled The Rock and Roll of Hip Hop. And that was for the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And each one of those books was extremely expensive to print. So yeah. Each one was probably like $350 to print. So I didn't want to go that route. This book I wanted to make more accessible. I wanted more people to be able to get it. So I needed a printer that would still have the quality that we needed for it to be a fine art book. So, I mean, we did many, many runs, to get it right. Did find a printer. My first printer said he couldn't do it. So I kind of, we were doing the Max Mara event or an event with Max Mara.
Yes.
And I was like, I need this book. So I kind of just had to like blindly trust faith and I let the run go. But it all turned out really good. We had a couple books that, you know, needed to be returned and printed again. But
right.
For the most part, we made it. So that was a big issue.
The book went over beautifully at Max Mara. Everybody was clutching it to the chest. Nobody wanted to let their book go, put it down. And at that event, it ended up being, 68 people?
Were there?
Yeah, it was 68 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In the Rodeo Max Mara, okay. Packed house.
Yeah, great
house. People just enwrapped with all of your you know, all of your images and your spirit in general. It was a beautiful evening.
It was a very beautiful evening.
And on that subject, Max Mara being such an iconic fashion brand.
Mm-hmm.
How did the collaboration with Max Mara come about, like, to launch this book? How do you feel their brand aligns with your work?
Well, the Max Mara brand is an amazing woman's brand, just to start. Like, they have something in there for everyone.
They do.
Yeah, for every kind of woman in every industry and no matter what you're doing and what you stand for.
I was sleeping on them a little bit. I'm obsessed now.
Yeah. No, they're my favorite brand. And the people that, I don't know, everyone in at the Rodeo store and Jacqueline that comes from New York.
What's like, up, Jacqueline?
Right, exactly. They're so kind.
They
and they're
are.
So warm and welcoming. And they've been that way ever since. I met them initially speaking on a panel for the World Women Foundation.
Yes.
And I did that with them for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And this last year I mentioned that I also would be shooting a book with the World Women Foundation and that I also had my own book coming out. And as soon as I finished with the panel, the team came over and they said, oh, we want to do something for you. And, you know, they're just like absolutely wonderful. Every mm-hmm. time I'm there speaking with them, they dress me, they dressed us. And
yes,
then you
they
saw
did.
Once you came to have the conversation with me, which yeah. was wonderful. They dressed us and they're kind and I don't know, they just take care of everything and they have a wonderful crowd and wonderful customers, I guess, that frequent the store. And I think the energy that they create for women is like, it just makes you feel so empowered. I felt mm-hmm. like a goddess that
oh
night.
Oh my gosh.
Like
I should have put the pictures up.
Right. No, it's, oh yeah, we have plenty.
We have plenty of pictures. I'll yeah. put them up at the end.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So, that was an amazing evening,
yes.
a beautiful event.
Yes.
They literally had to kick us all out of the store.
I know.
Nobody
I know.
Was ready to go. The night was so full of energy and sisterhood
yes.
and, you know, just, you know, exchange of knowledge and also reverence for each person in yeah. the room. And specifically in awe of your gift, yes. which is being able to find that gem in each person that you photograph. It's obvious.
Love.
I have both for books.
Right.
So you created so many amazing portraits as a photographer. So
thank
how
you.
Do you capture the essence of your subjects? You know, is there a way that you do it, even if you haven't met someone? Do you have a process on how to pull that out of them, out of your subjects?
I think it's, honestly, I think it's something that we all have, right? It's
yeah.
the beauty in us. It's, I call it our godlike selves.
Yes.
But I don't think that we put that forth
right.
at all times. Most people right. kind of either protect it, shield it, are unaware of it, don't know when to let it out, and especially talent. So they're almost always hiding that part of themselves because, you know, they have a persona that they want to give the world
right.
mainly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the beauty is for me, when it comes to a lot of the talent, I did come up with a lot of them. So they were very disarmed. A lot of times they were like, I've never seen you with a camera. I didn't know you took pictures, you know. So, but clearly here's a gift. I did. And I had one. So I think allowing people to be who they are, and I think in life walking, I'm not a judgmental person or I'm never judging anyone. I kind of accept everybody for who they are. I love to see the beauty in people, and I know that there's other things there. I used to ignore it. Now I pay attention to it
yeah.
and just put it on a note card in the back pocket. But for the most part, it's the beauty that I see in people that I speak to all day, every day,
mm-hmm.
whether I know you or I just met you in the elevator or, you know, whatever that is.
Right.
I think that's what I'm allowed to see, which most people can't see it. And so God was like, not only do you see it, but I'm going to give you the ability to capture it so other people can see it.
And you do it beautifully.
Well,
you really do. So we both believe fashion plays a significant role in photography. So how do you think fashion influences the stories that you tell?
I'm not so much sure that it influences the stories that I tell, but it okay. really makes them look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I
sure.
did a shoot with Nicole Ari Parker and the stylist, Ashley, his name is, and he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the clothes, I look at those pictures right now and I'm like, oh my God, like that jumpsuit, like Nicole is beautiful, like hands down, like
right.
she could have been in anything, but
she dresses very well.
Yeah, she dresses very well. She has excellent taste. And she has an amazing team. And the way that the clothes fit in each look that he put together told its own story.
Right.
Does that make a sense?
Yes, so absolutely.
Fashion plays a role because when it enters the room, it tells its own story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So your book is so impactful. And what do you hope readers take away from A Few Good Women? Is there a central message or a theme you aim to put out there for your photography?
Yes.
Okay.
So for the book, although it's visual, it's a visual story, but the theme is very much about, I want each woman to look at the book, especially young women. The book is dedicated to my daughters and all my nieces and all the beautiful young women like your daughter and all the other young ladies in the world. And it's just, for us, it's kind of like a little reminder. But for them, it's almost like insightful, right? So we're asking the question, when did you become a woman? So each, and not in the cultural or traditional sense.
Right.
So there, the women in the book have either lived to a certain extent. Some of them are very young, but they've lived a life that they either took care of their family, you know, mm-hmm. they were a child talent, they worked as children, took care of their family, mm-hmm. have full careers as young women. But for the most part, for me, I was like 50, 54, mm-hmm. which is like a year ago. And I was speaking with another friend, and when I said, oh, you know, when did you become a woman, and not in the cultural traditional sense, she was like, I was immediately like, yeah, when did I become a woman? Mm-hmm. And then another friend was like, oh, I said, yeah, ask the question, when did you become a woman? And she was like, I was 51. And she was like, she knew immediately mm-hmm. what I was speaking of. Yeah. And, you know, she was sharing her story. And I was like, look, this is something, I think it's a conversation that we all need to have right. as women that we don't really have. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like we shouldn't have it. Like, you mm-hmm. know, or nobody really cares or wants to hear about that kind right. of thing. But even if it's a conversation we're having with ourselves.
True.
So for me, I wanted that message to be like, she's there and you have to go through a lot in order to become the woman that I think a lot of us dream of when we're young. Yeah. And, you know, where is she? I was a young woman, then I was a mother, then I was a wife, then I was an ex-wife, then I was a single mother, then I was a friend. Like, I was still like, where is honey, though?
Right.
Like, where is that amazing woman that I know that I am, and when right. am I going to be her?
Right.
But it was all of this experience that I went through, so when I was speaking with other women and they immediately had their stories, I was like, oh, this is just volume one.
Right.
So.
Right. You asked me that question before the event, the launch of the book. And I had to think about it because I felt like there were two different levels, like volume one and volume two of me coming a woman. Like, right. I, you know, like you said, young woman, wife, mother, ex-wife. New wife.
Right. Yes.
You know, again.
Yes.
And, you know, and now mother of grown children.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're two different parts of my life okay. where I became woman volume one and then woman volume two. And I think there might be a three and four in there, you know, just like a car, first gear, second gear, third gear. I'm going to hit fifth gear pretty soon, babes.
Yeah. Okay. Beware. That was
just
a warning.
Just beware. That was a warning. But don't you feel like that? Like it's just every 10, 15, 20 years, you volume up.
I don't know. I think this is...
This is
I think
end.
I just got here.
You just got here. You're
I
not
wasn't
projecting.
This, I wasn't this girl or this woman.
Yes.
I was that girl.
Yeah.
I think I just stepped into I'm that woman.
Right.
Where before I was always a girl, I loved a cartwheel. I mean, I still love to cartwheel.
I like to cartwheel too. I don't know what my back will feel like when I come out of it.
But it's, you know, I like to keep it light, but I needed the woman to step up.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I feel you as in my terms, woman volume one. I became a single mother with two children
okay.
that I had to, you know, and I never really had, I didn't go into the relationship expecting that, right. But I had to become a woman. I was no longer a girl. I had people that right. I was responsible for.
Right.
And so I had to think differently, even though I was a wife and a mother, there right. was a completely different mindset. And once I got through that, I realized like, wow, only a woman could handle that.
Right.
You
right.
know,
well, that yeah, that's in the end when you're in it, you're like, what's happening?
right. But I do agree with you on there are moments, and I think I expressed to you was that moment where I was on my own,
yeah,
and I had to be a big girl,
yeah,
I couldn't be a girl at all, I had to be a woman,
yeah,
and you know, and women get stuff done.
That's what we do. We
get stuff done.
We figure it out.
We figure it out. I always used to say to the kids, Mommy makes miracles.
Mommy
makes miracles.
And we do.
We do.
Yeah.
You know, we make miracles every day. We make miracles every holiday, every birthday, everything. We are conjurers of magic.
Yeah.
I think now is a good time to share the foreword in the book from Regina. Can you do that for us, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just going to cough. So one more time. This is the book, A Few Good Women by Cheryl Fox. Oh, boy.
Sorry, kids.
And
sorry. It's my no allergies.
No allergies.
Oh, boy.
There it is. All right. Do you need?
I do need my glasses.
Okay.
Can we do my glasses?
Can we get the glasses? The so bag is right there.
If you look in that bag, there's probably like some on the top.
We weren't
somewhere.
Prepared. That's okay.
Do you guys cut and edit? Yeah.
Those
you have to cut my cough out.
Okay, Mari, like, we have to cut the cough out.
You have to cut the cough out.
Okay, and we're back.
And we're back.
We're just gonna
getting
the glasses polished. Can't have those on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I love those glasses. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is the foreword by the amazing Regina Hall.
Love her.
Love her. The road to womanhood is so beautifully complex, rich with radiant peaks and guaranteed painful valleys. Each monumental stage is an opportunity to evolve, transform, and gain an emotional wisdom of self-reliance that can only come from the grace of spirit itself. It is indeed miraculous to watch a girl caterpillar into a woman. Unbeknownst to herself, her disappointment, hurts, accomplishments, setbacks, and successes, combined with the love that she pours into everything and everyone else, will ultimately teach her how to discover and love herself. It is that miraculous affair that marks the true beginning of womanhood. Some arrive at the destination sooner than others, but the truth is there is no rush, no urgency. Adulthood is the product of time and getting older. Womanhood is the opulent gift of growth and expansion. To all who have achieved it, you now bask in every stage that supported your arrival to this esteemed destination. The people, the moments, and the memories are catalysts etched in the fiber of your being. And although the journey never ends, as a woman, you've learned to navigate the road a bit more masterfully and embrace all the lessons. You now have the self-love to withstand the hardships, the triumphs, and extract how all of it has served you. Thank you, Cheryl, for sharing your personal journey to womanhood with us. Your unearthing of self is how this book came to be. Snapshots of a woman's love, strength, beauty, courage, talent, and vulnerability. Reminders of our connection to one another, along with a few words to express and share what we have learned along the way. It is not always easy. Here we go. I can't with myself. I said, okay. It is not always easy, but we are blessed to be a few good women supporting a few good women. Love you, Regina. I'm sorry.
Aww,
I hate to cry. I
mean, no, it's okay. It's okay.
That I don't know was why
beautiful.
I do.
That right. was so beautiful. Thank you, Regina.
I don't even know why
that
I do.
Forward
thank
was beautiful, you, and this time. Is the second time Cheryl has gotten emotional
right.
reading third. It around right. the third, second time around me,
right, just
and in just in general because that is beautiful.
Right,
it was very, poignant and very, very, you know, radiant.
Straight to the chest.
Yeah, right to the chest. That was absolutely beautiful. So, Cheryl, can you tell us and all of our listeners and all of our, where we can get this book? I want people to go out and get it.
Yes, of course. You can get it online at The Fox. I mean, I'm sorry, I can't even talk now. TheFoxFactory.co. So The, T-H-E, Fox, F-O-X, Factory.co.
We will link it in the
lower third.
And yeah, we will have a link to it, and there will be other things that we will be able to do. But Cheryl, I'd like to talk to you a minute about your next projects or what you're doing. You just were on in Saudi Arabia with, you know, a bunch of literary agents. You've got so many things going on. I just want the people to know that you've got so many things happening and just how in demand you are.
Oh, I love that.
I love it too, because I was like, oh, Saudi, well, give a sister notice. Maybe I'll come along as your assistant.
Well, right. It's good. Well, I hope to go back to Saudi Arabia. Okay. I was there with Advertising Week for Ignite the Ads. So they are opening up Saudi Arabia to tourism.
Yes.
And to advertising.
Yeah.
So I spoke on the Advertising Week Futures Female panel with some other amazing women and talking about creativity and educating a lot of the women in Saudi Arabia that are looking to get into creative ventures as the country allows, you know, them to open up. And what's so interesting, which is what I learned, is that only 8% of women here in the United States, we have producers that are about 8% of the women are producers here in the United States.
Right.
In Saudi Arabia, it's 26% women are producers.
Wow.
So although they have some very strict customs, they are very supportive of their women when it comes to career growth, even though I think now everything is changing and they are really behind everybody. So I think in a couple of years, Saudi Arabia is going to look, woo-wee, totally different.
Totally different.
It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
That's amazing. I feel like, you know, right now your star is rising even higher. But I want to point out some of the photos in the book, and especially the ones of people that we don't really get too many photos of. Like, I got to show you guys this one. Look at this one. This is someone we hardly ever see. This is, let me turn it this way. Wait, this is Erica Badu. Can you see it? There we go.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, I have to put it up here.
Right.
Wait, I put it in front of my face.
Straight, or just straight out. Well, you can't because the
lighting
is there.
Bad. But not very many people get to photograph her.
Right.
And she seems like so enigmatic and like kind of mysterious and like she would show up in a, you know, puff of smoke, disappear like that. Not saying that she's a witch, but just she's so just ethereal
magical.
And magical.
She is.
She,
that was at Coachella.
Okay.
We were hanging out with another friend of mine that I would always go to Coachella with. And I don't know why it's not in the picture, but that day she had like a yellow stuffed canary on her shoulder.
Really?
For most of the night. But I don't know why it's not in that particular picture, but she definitely had it most of the night, which I thought was very interesting. But she's just like a magical goddess woman.
She is. Mm-hmm. It's when I see her perform or see any of the things that she does, I'm always in awe of her.
Well, I learned that she was raised by all women. Like generations of all women.
Right.
So there's, you know, strength, I think, in that she pulls from.
You know, you do have some... some very interesting insights on a lot of these people because you get to see them on both sides of the camera because you know, have socialized with them, you've spent time with them. Mm-hmm. So you know a little more about them personally And so I think that plays into how you capture them so beautifully, mm-hmm. because you see them and you see them when their guard is completely down. Mm-hmm. But you do have some photos that are that almost everyone has seen, but they don't know that it's you that took the photo.
Okay.
So I want people to know this, okay? I'm gonna put this photo up. Let me see if I can get it closer to the camera.
Oh, what? There's another one that's the main one on the other page.
Where is it? Is it on the other page? Mm-hmm.
The one before it.
Is this one. This one. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody has seen this photograph.
Do you see this photograph? Do you see who's in it? It's Beyonce, Kim Porter, Mary J. Blige, and Naomi Campbell. This picture is shown everywhere all the time. And Miss Cheryl Fox took this picture in St. Bart's.
In St. Bart's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Several years ago. But I think that I want people to know that a lot of photographs that they've seen of their favorite people have been taken by you.
A lot have, but a lot have not. I did hold that archive for many years.
You did, and I'm so happy that you are now opening up your archive to people to see these photos that it's like, oh, I saw this one photo of Erykah Badu that I've never seen again. But they were photos that you have taken over the years. And I am so very in awe of your, and if you want to see it one more time, like look at how young they all are right there.
He was a baby. She was the baby.
Beyonce was a baby. Mm-hmm. Look at, well, you know, she's a young woman. But anyway.
She was the youngest one in the bunch.
Yeah, she was. But you captured them just like girls giggling on a schoolyard, which I think is fantastic. And there's so many more photos in here. When you purchase the book, you will be like, oh my gosh, this is that photo. I haven't seen it in years. It's absolutely gorgeous of your favorite women that you follow and watch and adore. So I want you guys all to go to, what is it again?
The Fox Factory.
TheFoxFactory.co. .co and get the book. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Cheryl, I just want to thank you again for coming on and sharing your gift with us and letting us talk about your book, which is absolutely fabulous. And hopefully you'll come back on again when you do volume 2.
Well, thank you. Exactly.
Or whatever book you decide to launch next.
Yes,
volume 2. Want to absolutely have it here. And I want to say that you are extremely talented and I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So when we're on Free of Fear, Full of Joy, at the end, we say Free of Fear, Full of Joy 3 times. Can you do it with me?
Yes.
Can you say it with me? Okay, ready. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy. Free of fear, full of joy. Thank you, darlings. Thank you, Cheryl.
Woo!
Bye.